Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know, the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hello. I just ate a big bag of Chex Mix. Oh, it's exhausting. Hopkins, Minnesota. Hopkins, Minnesota. I'm here. It's Friday, 2018. And I'm here in Minnesota. Hopkins, Minnesota. It's near Minneapolis. I'm at the Royal Comedy Theater. There are two shows tonight. We had two shows Thursday night, which were great. I even did a show on Wednesday night. We have two shows tonight, Friday night, and then two shows tomorrow, which is Saturday, and then as of now, one show on Sunday. So it's great. I like the whole band. Great comedians are opening. It's been a lot of fun. It's crazy. It's a very intimate room. And it's really cool. Really cool. And every night after the show, there's this crazy cool green room with a fireplace and a full kitchen and a really nice bathroom and a refrigerator with beer and sodas. And we all go down there. It's green. The green room here is green. Every bulb is green in it. And you're in a sea of green. Green room. And some of the guys from the band had their instruments, and Devin was playing the guitar, and then Zach was playing the guitar, and Devin was playing the sax, just hanging out backstage. It was a lot of fun. All right, yeah, fill you in. This is part two of the Dave Ross Show. Part two. All right. Next week, I think it's going to have to be a show from a hotel somewhere, because I'm not back in town to do another show. So it's going to be one of those live from a hotel room, either in New York, probably be in New York. All right. Go see the Mr. Rogers documentary. I beg of you. I beg of you. I saw it, and it is just, it's great. You'll feel great. It'll give you faith in humanity, and it'll make you love him even more. So cool. And you'll see why. There's so many layers. Even all the people that they interviewed are just all so special in their own right that were involved with the show. Anybody involved with the show at any level, big or small, as you learn about them during this documentary, you end up loving them. They're just so endearing, so adorable, so sweet, kind, of all types. And it's really not only what you learn about him, but what you learn about those people and their involvement. So it's really a special, special documentary. They did a great job. Somebody would have made Mr. Rogers proud. You really did a beautiful job. All right, who gives a shit what I think, right? Hey. So that's it. Enjoy part two of Dave Ross. And next week I'll see you from some hotel somewhere. 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 All right. Okay. All righty. Okay. Disgusting. Look at you. You're like, what? Is that? How can he say that? All right, bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Wow. What? What?
What is, who, did you do that on purpose?
That's me.
Hello? Hello?
I love
that's
it.
You?
Hello.
You?
Hello.
What?
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 Let's
see how.
Echo.
Boom.
Echo.
Boom. Boom. Boom.
You lead.
I want to see if we can
all commit
what
you're
we
an
do.
Idiot.
With
hey.
Diction.
No, you're an idiot.
With ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Coming back and come back. You start, and then I want to just see how silly we can get with like boom, 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 boom,
you got
boom, boom.
Okay. Okay.
Boom, 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 boom,
I miss my
summer winds.
Dave Ross. We're talking about Dave Ross.
Yeah.
He's at the Open Faith Temple in Colorado Springs.
Go see him
tonight, Friday, June 15th.
Tonight's an exciting night.
Well, Colorado Springs.
More than that. Are you going to Colorado?
Yeah. Well,
he's there
the
right
song
now.
Booked me.
Tonight you're there, Friday.
Tonight I'm there at the temple.
Wow. Sure, it's a real show. So tonight is a game we haven't played in a while. It's called Guess What a Flavor It Is. Or Color, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
So have you ever done this before?
No.
Okay. Is it okay?
Wait, just
what's
a regular bag of Skittles? I think
I
you
guess
just...
It's just a little. It wouldn't. I tried. Okay, so thank you. I'll take
some. Just ate a handful.
He just ate some.
I didn't eat a handful. I had one. Oh, by the way. Let's pass this bag around if anybody wants some.
Sure.
And then we'll play the game.
But I want a clear palate.
It's hard to watch the game when you're starving for Skittles.
Also, don't chew into the mic.
I'm starving. Yeah, don't chew into the
Starved
mic either.
Starved for Skittles.
Have
that was
you
the
thunder
name
after that?
Album.
People will be pissed.
I'm starved. You know what? I had a good idea for a short film for Domino's. It's a commercial.
For Domino's Pizza?
Yeah, here's what it is. It's someone going, you know, Domino's they're talking about, and someone else goes, yeah, but these days with Postmates, you can get anything you want from anywhere. Yeah, yeah. Then somebody else goes, yeah, it works pretty good most of the time. But you know what? Domino's, they always deliver. And that's the ad campaign. Shove it up your ass. Domino's.
Domino's always delivers.
For real.
I like it because the deliver means two things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, but they also started paving roads.
Domino's?
What?
That's to George Carlin.
What do you mean?
Like they set up an initiative, I guess, where they're fixing roads. Like with pavement, and
wow.
Then they're spray painting it. Like, yep.
Like, are they that. Paving him with cheese?
What the fuck?
Take a left of pepperoni.
Take a left of the pepperoni. I don't want any pineapple on my street.
All right. So, here you go. Close your eyes.
All right.
And I'm gonna give you one. Okay. I'm gonna trust that you're gonna get it without looking.
You have to swallow the ones that are in
yeah,
your
I gotta
mouth
have the others.
So you
want
to have a little drink to get the?
I'm out of drink.
Oh no.
That's all right.
All right.
I have an unopened bottle of water. If you want me to.
Oh, you do.
Oh, I'll be okay.
Would you want it? Would you want it?
I
it's
guess
on
I
a,
would.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we can get him another one. It's on. It works for you because you need it now. But there's more water in the house.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm having a good
water.
Year.
Wow.
Sure.
Look at that. Must be nice.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow,
we're in a drought.
That was a brag.
Oh, Todd's in the house with the waters.
All right, go ahead. Oh, you looked at it.
I did look at it. I didn't mean to. Sorry.
I run a tight ship around here.
All right. I
won't
look.
Okay. Don't look.
I'm not looking.
Put it in your hand.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Wait. We need a look. We need a look. Sorry.
Oh yeah. Let everybody else.
Yeah. We know.
To a spades.
All right. All right. Do we even? And now, Dave Ross.
What is that flavor of Skittle?
Bring the music down.
Bring the music down. The palpability in the room is unpalpable.
You can cut the papability with a pipe.
You can cut the papability with a papability cutter.
I don't have a sense of taste. I forgot.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
You can't
I'm
play
so
the game.
No, you do.
No. I'm going to say that was purple.
No.
Lemon.
No. Lemon.
It was lemon.
Can yellow.
I oh, yeah.
I don't think
now.
I've ever done it. Okay, so he's giving me one. I know what you're doing, Eric. Eric, don't be rude. Okay, so look, I'm going to take this one.
Wait, show it to us before you look.
Of course.
I mean, don't look.
I can't look. Show. I have to show it to you.
Oh, otherwise, yeah,
oh, this is a good one.
Otherwise, who knows?
Never even seen that color.
as soon as it hit my mouth, the music came on.
What flavor of Skittle?
Green?
No, nope. That was yellow.
Purple.
That was lemon, man.
Well, I'm done. I'm already exhausted.
purple, yellow.
You want to try again?
Yes, I would. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll beat this game.
Don't look over here.
I won't. I haven't.
Oh, wow. I can taste whatever those were that I just shoved in my mouth, but I don't know what they are, though, because I didn't look.
I thought you meant the one you handed me.
No.
Oh, that one's good.
Oh, yeah. No, I know what this one is. Dave, you try.
All right, go ahead. This is the last one, unless anybody wants to do it.
Of course.
Will you try it?
What flavor of Skittle is that?
Bing, bing, bing. Orange?
No.
Red.
Red.
Red. Damn, that was my first guess.
Okay, John.
And I questioned myself.
I'll up the ante. You pick two colors, and no. I'll guess.
No.
No fucking
no.
way.
I will.
No. We're going to stick to one, but I'm going to give you two of the same, but don't look.
Wait.
That's the truth. I swear to George Carr.
All right.
I gave him two, but they're both the same color.
Wait, real quick.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, they're not what you think they are at first.
Okay.
It's actually meat.
It's actually Rose.
It's an episode of Roseanne.
Now, let's make one thing clear. If John won, guessed the right one, he'd be the first one tonight to win.
Orange.
Exactly.
They were.
Thank you.
Well done, John.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aristotle, do you want to try it?
Absolutely.
Okay, do we have any music or anything like special for this that we didn't use already?
Somebody.
No, do you have anything?
Yeah, we got something great.
Something we didn't use, like just something different.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Here, Aristotle. Ooh. Two of the same again.
Look at this color.
Two George Carlin. They're the same, but there's two of the same. Watch what happens. The minute it hits his mouth, the minute he puts it in his mouth, John always plays the music. I love it.
No.
Not this time. You jinxed him.
What?
What?
Flavor of Skittle.
Purple.
No.
Hell no, dude.
Orange?
Orange.
No. Fuck, no. I can taste it now, yeah.
No, it's green.
You said green? Wait, no, they were orange.
What?
No, they were two
no,
green
they were two
ones.
Green ones.
Yeah.
They were orange.
No, they were definitely green, yeah.
Redo.
Green.
Yeah. No, they were green, dude.
You know what? You're right, but I could.
Either way, you were wrong.
Make sure they're purple.
Because I went.
No matter what.
Not what they think, because they looked yellow, but they were orange.
Mine were orange. His were green.
Oh, I didn't.
His were green, yeah.
Oh, mine were purple.
Oh, switch seats.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Well,
no, I'm good. Okay, you ready?
Let me find a good song for this.
Okay.
Got it.
What do you have? Something different. We need to spice this show up a little.
What do you got?
I like it. What flavor?
What flavor is that Skittle?
What flavor is that Skittle? Sean, everybody's talking about it.
Welcome back to America's Funniest Game Show.
Skittles.
Skittles.
Oh, are you going to do it?
Yeah.
Were
these ones purple?
Yes.
No.
No, they were red.
they were red for sure.
Todd wants Aristotle the wind so bad.
God damn it.
They were not purple.
I do George Carr, and I thought they were, but I could be. I think I'm wrong. Okay. Did you want to do it?
Yeah, I'll do it. I have one in my hand that I've
Todd,
never seen.
Let me see.
I thought it was always like, no, it's fine.
Okay. Go ahead.
I missed it.
It's two of the same one.
Are they?
Two of the same ones. Swear to God. But I'm positive now. I'm like overly looking.
Purple.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Damn it.
I have a game. No,
one
not
to
a
one.
Game.
1-1.
You know Eric's my safe word on this show?
Eric Olson. John.
To George Carlin. So you know I'm being serious. It's a good say. I love it. By the way, establishing in your act early on, which I don't always do, is so nice when you need it. Because they believe you in an instant. I go, I'll never lie to you. Because when I ever need you to know I'm being honest about
something. Instead of just saying, like, it's a true story.
Yeah,
it's a true story.
It doesn't work. There's too many incidences where I feel like if I can really get them to believe me. And on this show, if you never lie to them, once in a while you slip, but you literally treat it with that much reverence. You'll go, hey, last week I'm sorry on the opening of the show, because you don't. With all the silliness going on, it's such a great way with screeching breaks that you can go, no, I'm being honest.
Right.
Everyone knows you're being honest.
Yeah.
And even if it's something silly or whatever it is, it's just for whatever reason you want them to go, no, to George Carlin. They're like, oh, you really feel this way. You're not doing a bit. So I forget what I was talking about.
Me too.
Thank you.
You were going to tell the truth, though.
The truth about what?
I think you were just explaining George Carlin.
Yeah, but there's a reason, because I was going
to
use it.
It had something to do with him getting the purple right. The color purple. Was it about that movie?
Yes. Purple. So anyway, thank you. So anyway, when I saw that movie, wouldn't it be great if I really... I was trying to make you believe you guessed that.
Right,
like
to
that
George Carlin.
Yeah. So anyway, the color movie purple. The movie color purple. All right, here we go. So, to George Carlin. I remembered why I want... So to George Carlin, I'm being serious right now.
Nice.
Every week I've asked people to do their impersonation if they were a real pilot, not a comedian.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, how would they... And by the way, you can pass. That's what about the show. You never do anything you're not comfortable doing. You know, that's why we have we have a button. We're literally a button. Press that... Can you press that button? Is that hooked up? Press that button, Dave. Right over there.
Click.
Yeah.
Run from the bit. Run from the bit.
Because whenever you're in the midst of something, if you're lost, I just...
Whenever
anybody takes me up on it, I love it. Because I've been in, like, somewhere where you have to improv. It's not like with your comedy, you go right back to your act. Whenever there's never, you know, that's why it's easier to improv within your act, of course.
Right.
But whenever I'm doing something where nothing's coming to me and I have to think of it, I hate it.
Oh, yeah.
So I love on this show, don't ever. If you're ever lost or you can't think of anything or you don't even get it, just say run from the bit. We play it and we give you you don't have to shit in your pants. But anyway, at least that's what happens to me. So anyway, back to that.
I've been shitting this whole time.
The pilot, what would you, like, I know what I would say, but I've already said it on the show. People have heard my version of what I would do for real if I was a pilot. Doesn't mean you can't have a good sense of humor, but you're not a comedian. You're still a pilot. What would you say to relax those people, or what would you think would be the best thing you could hear a pilot say? Because that's what I thought.
Oh, wow. Can I hear yours?
You know what? Yes.
Oh, wow.
I didn't think you'd ask.
I'll tell you why. I'd like that you asked, because... but for a good reason, because I think I'm asking this question with quite specific response. I don't want to tell you what to say, but you give someone guidelines and they are, you know, like, I guess what's what I'd want to hear. So that's what I'm curious to hear from people when I ask, like, what would they do if you were a pilot to just, because they're about to take a journey, and it comes from obviously once in a blue moon hearing a pilot get close, but never as good as I think I would hopefully I could be if I was a pilot. But I've had pilots go, wow, that was a guy comfortable behind the microphone and
right.
knowing the power he had over
I
this
I always
PA
like
system.
It when they're a little bit funny. And they're being serious, but they're a little funny.
The funny goes a long way when it's coming from a pilot. You're like, ha, he's great. Relax him. Yeah. You know, you don't want him. It's a bad crowd, and then he's flying the plane. You know, he knows if they're. He leaves the door open. Trust me, guarantee he's got that.
Crack the door, if you don't mind.
To hear how I'm doing. So here's mine. And by the way, to George Carlin, it is obviously I've done it 3 times. I don't mind doing it, but you really have to bear your soul because you have to not be a comedian for a second. Because it's easier to break and go. Yeah, I always halfway through want to go. So
right.
Hope that person, you know. But as you can be funny, but you're still a pilot. And here we go. Do I
do this? Yes. Mm. Do we have any? Thank you. Let me blow out the candle because I'm better off in the dark. It's like that listening to that commercial.
Oh, yeah, I don't want you to see me cry.
I don't want. So everybody for listening, everybody for listening, everybody's listening. Now there's not one light on in this room at all. The candle's even dark. You hear the plane. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to kick back here in a little bit. We know that flying through the night can be a little frustrating, and we'll try to make it as smooth as we can for you. The good news is that we just came from the exact trip we're going back on, and things are pretty smooth in the sky, so once we get up there, we'll have our flight attendants get out there and get you a snack or a drink or whatever you might want. And for people in the middle seats, I'm going to pass on something to you that was passed on to me many years ago. A gentleman got next to me on a flight flying back from San Francisco to L.A., and he was in the middle seat, and he turned to me, and he goes, "You take the front, and I'll take the back." And I never realized how easy that would work. So somebody takes the front, somebody takes the back, and in 1 second, you're going to be thanking me the rest of your life. So other than that, we're going to kick back here. Right now, they have a little bit of a hold on us, but we want to get back out of here. Because a lot of times once you're out there, they'll release you earlier, and that's what we hope happens in just a few minutes. We'll talk to you when we're up in the air. Thank you. Flight attendants, please prepare a plane for departure.
Yeah, that was great. Yes.
I've had them better.
Chris Charpentier, everybody.
Chris Charpentier. Do we have a lighter so I can? Would you rather it dark?
Oh, yeah. No, dark was
okay,
great.
Okay, cool. All right, here we go.
Because it feels like it's a night flight.
How about if I pass Skittles around and we may pretend that the pilot gave out bags of Skittles?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Does anybody want any Skittles?
Yes.
I would love some, always.
Yes. But you're talking, so you have to wait.
But I'm the fucking pilot. I can do what I want.
Oh, no, you can't eat Skittles. That's a comedian. Or even the silliest person on a plane could not eat Skittles while he made the announcement.
No, I was the pilot like that. He's going to crash the plane.
Yeah, I'm the pilot. I'm going to crash your house into the ground.
Are you prepared to George Carlin to try this for real?
Yes, I
will. Look me in the eye. Maybe pretend I'm a judge. Do you know the difference between being a funny pilot versus a comedian, and you promise never to just blatantly cross over that line with no respect at all?
Yes, I promise.
You know what I'm saying?
That was like a pretty stern talking to I just got, though, I feel like.
Well, you could be like, you could get 1 minute into it.
And just go silly. No, I'm
not. You know what?
A friend of mine,
I don't want to say, Ethan from the Cooties, he pulled a swift fucking move. Almost got the bag of my hand. Here we go. John, you never tried it.
Oh, man.
It's hard, right?
I'm scared to.
Thank you.
You don't need the phone?
I'm afraid of flying.
You know what? Thank you. All right, can he get some airplane sounds?
I'm colorblind. The phone.
Oh, yeah, the phone? The phone.
It has to be the phone.
Well, yeah, it sounds more real.
In here? All right. Man.
Can I give you a little hint, too? Don't get caught up if something doesn't come out right. Just move on. There's a gap. It's the gist of what you're saying.
Right now, I'm imagining you in the cockpit with the pilot as they're about to take off.
No, just I'm go giving for you it. Advice.
No. It's okay. I know it's your first time.
No.
Just try to make them feel comfortable.
If there's a long pause, people don't care. That's why the pilots go, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to kick back here in a few minutes. And once we get up there, we'll get the flight attendants out. You know, they take these long pauses because they're not nervous. They're like a good comedian. It's like Mitch Hedberg. All right, so go ahead. You're the pilot.
I want Mitch Hedberg to fly my plane.
Okay, go ahead.
Somebody once told me.
No? To George Carlin.
Okay, all right. All right, hold on.
You can pass also.
No, I like this.
That's why I don't feel bad. So I think these guys think I'm a bully lately. Why is Todd making everybody do this? Nobody wants to do it. Why would I tell you that if I was trying to make you nervous? Nobody, I can tell. It's like, what is it? What is it? What do I want out of it? What do I expect to get out of it? Why won't I stop? I get it. I don't know. I need to hear it.
you have to do it.
You have to do it.
No choice.
You have no choice. Try to get out of your seat. There's super glue in your pants, you fucking idiot.
Fucking do it.
I have a
fucking Netflix special, Dave.
All right. Thank you very much. About time you plugged that.
Yeah. Act happy after this bit.
Go ahead. Now's your turn.
Thank you. Chris Charpentier, everybody.
No, we're going to talk about Chris Charpentier. We're going to do a song that we wrote about him.
Okay.
And I'm being serious.
Really?
Yeah, we wrote it. It's a great song. I just want to keep him jumping around the podcast because, you know, we mention his name. He's like, oh, maybe I'll listen a little longer.
I think he does. I'm actually positive he listens to the show.
No.
Yeah, he's a fan.
Wow. Does he still wear those shirts?
Yeah.
I knew it. Yeah, I always remember when he wore those.
Yeah, yeah.
He puts he combs his hair still.
The one that's it. Yeah, he combs his hair and he's got the face. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's got the whole
you
face.
You forget about that.
Right, yeah, go ahead.
Always you know wearing
you do.
Clothes.
Go ahead. Hey, hey. Yeah. I know what you're trying to do.
I'm trying to get out of my
you want to get
my
out
obligation.
Of it?
I do not. I'm
okay, because by the way, to George Carlin, you're doing this by your own fruition. There not only would there not be judgment if you didn't want to do it. I like it. I tell a story 40 times about Brandon Wardell. All through this bit, his wife goes, oh, no, I don't want to do it. I go, I love you. That's how comfortable I want you to be on the show. The more comfortable someone is, the more you know they're never doing anything unless they're feeling it.
Sure.
I'd give you a standing ovation if you backed out of this. You fucking chicken.
No, I want to try it.
I meant everything
piece
I said.
Of shit.
I meant, how dare you? No, I meant
on
everything.
My show.
I meant everything I said up to the chicken.
All right. No, I really want to do it. I mean, fuck you, but I really want to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Well, I'm going to be mad if you start jacking off halfway in it. Like, you got to give it a shot here. You're not forced to do it. You're choosing to do it.
Well, I like to make people mad. You know what I mean? That's why I voted for who I
voted
for.
I've already prepared that if I think you might defy to the George Carlin.
You think I will defy it?
You shouldn't.
I won't.
I'm ready for you to. I'm already. I braced myself. I'm not even going to get angry.
Well, why are you thinking that I?
Because I can tell the way I can tell the way you
think
roll.
I'm not taking it seriously.
Yeah, you're like a
one of those.
Like,
you're having too much fun already.
One of those people who do stand up. I see. All right. Well, now we've been joking. I gotta get myself in the
zone.
Yeah,
sure. I get it. You take a deep breath.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for flying Spirit Airlines. We're going to have a good flight tonight. We are. And I know that because, I mean, I've been doing this for years. And the reason I'm laughing is because
this is exactly what I would want them to say, but I'm hearing myself say it and it sounds stupid.
I know that's what it is, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? You know what? You stayed true to your instead of can I be honest? I don't mean to throw people under the bus. These guys get very upset when I mention his name because he really did me wrong. I asked him to do this bit. He said he was going to do it. These guys get angry at me, and I know Aristotle, you adore him, but these guys are... I'm going to say his name, guys, and whatever I do, don't. Just accept it. You don't like what he did to me, but doesn't turn into a Rory Scovel thing, okay? But Pete Holmes, really, he said he...
What did I do? I'd rather you said Rory Scovel.
I just said not to do this.
Yeah.
Pete Holmes'
car.
No, you
wish I could crash into his face on my fist.
Over. Oh my God! Crash into. Why
you heard me?
I got married to Valerie.
What the fuck?
Him? Fuck?
No,
him.
He.
Fuck him.
No, stop it.
Fuck him.
Hold on, hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, fuck him. Thank you for flying Spirit Airlines. But honestly, fuck him.
But Valerie.
Yay!
Yay! So you can't love Pete too?
No.
Oh, come on.
But Valerie's, she doesn't ever make
it.
I don't understand. How can they love each other if you're going to, every time I mention Pete Holmes.
Yeah.
All right, now stop it. But Valerie.
Yeah.
All right, stop doing that. Okay, if you love Valerie.
Yeah.
Well, she loves Pete.
Boo.
Fuck him.
Oh, God.
That's her own
Valerie,
flaw.
Are you laughing? Are you laughing? Yay. That's right, Valerie.
Yeah.
That's right. We wrote this song. Can we get a bubba? Can we get some improv song music, please? We got a little song for Valerie we wrote. Gucci goo, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci goo. With a Gucci, 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 Gucci goo. Look at you, we make you laugh. Gucci goo, Gucci goo, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci goo. And a Gucci, 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 Gucci goo. Gucci, Gucci, Gucci goo. All right, everybody, calm down.
Does anyone have a lighter?
In truth, though, can I try this plane thing?
I thought you weren't honest. Yeah,
I really was truly,
like
into
this?
It. Yeah, yeah, go for it.
Is that, if you want it darker, to do
no,
this
I'll,
bit.
Because, you know, obviously in this room, if we're crying or may pretending we're pilots, we need dark. Thank you, John. That gave that what it deserved. I already knew what it deserved the minute it came out of my mouth.
Yeah, you know how you should do it more, but it's really hard to pretend you're a pilot to your friend?
No. Can you understand? You're being... That's maybe why I do it, because... You know what it is? Most of the time, I can't go out of my comfort zone. Like,
right.
As silly as we are, have you ever been on a commercial audition and you just go, I can't do it.
Right. Be
I
earnest.
Can't,
yeah.
Or be silly or jump up and down on a fake bed is the example I always give. So there's something about this. Believe me, that's why I blew the candle out. But I do it just because I have the obsession of like what it would be to hear it. The only way I'm going to get to close is what I want to hear is if I do an impersonation of it. So I just... close my eyes, maybe pretend you guys aren't in here. Yeah, because you're being earnest. You're being right. Like...
Yeah.
A version of yourself. It's not a character.
Right.
Actually straightforward.
And it's like, and your family's on the plane, and they're going to... I just stole your Skittles.
What the hell, man?
I just reached over. Dave had like 5 Skittles in front of him.
Who are
I'm
you?
Like, shh.
Who are you, Pete Holmes?
I love Valerie.
Hey!
Pete Holmes. The Todd Glass Show. You're going to like the way you laugh, fuckface. We'll be back with
Valerie.
Dave Ross.
Now one for Winnipeg.
Hey, you like this ugly, too small for me, holy shirt with holes all over it? Yeah. I got it at Ross. Jeff Ross. Who did I take that from?
That was a pretty good roast.
I took that from Eric Olson. He said that one day here. He goes, I got it at Ross. Jeff Ross. Now, does he do that joke in his act? Thank you. Wow, we jam a lot into... The word out on the street is we take an hour and we jam 25 minutes of comedy into it. So,
wow.
Thank you. That's 30 minutes.
That one jingle
that
was
added
5
it.
Minutes.
That
still want to do that pilot bit?
You want to do it
again?
Yeah,
let's do it.
I love it that you want to do it. How long have we been going?
Hour 24.
Great.
Really?
I love them. Can I tell you?
It's flying
I like,
by.
That's why I like to do a long show, because... I like to feel full, but still want more and still have more. Like, I don't want to be... If I had to wrap it up in 10 minutes now, I wouldn't be ready to.
You never want
to
take that last bite?
Never want to take that last bite.
I hate it.
I know. It's true. The last bite, I don't even enjoy. I'd rather throw it out. What I do is I take the next to the last bite, and then... Because the best bites are the ones that have a bite following it. So if you take a bite and there's another bite in your hands, it was good. Then you just throw it out. The last piece.
I understand.
Thank you. And by the way, get that pilot sound picture. Would you like me to blow the candle out again?
No, it's... No.
Okay, cool.
I don't want to fly a plane without fire near me.
Okay. I don't know if I did the best job. You know why? I tried to forget I was here, but I got self-conscious throughout the whole thing, and I'm really wondering if I was by
myself...
Do
you want to go again?
I don't... I do, but you go first.
All right.
Thank you very much. That's beautiful.
Do you want to do it by yourself and then put it on the beginning of the show?
Maybe that too. Why do you think I like...
Do you want us all to leave?
What I'm worried... Shut up. I'm worried that there's a reason I like doing it that doesn't make me look good.
Are you sure you just don't want to be a pilot?
Well, I mean, the allure of... I like talking over a PA system. Patton Oswalt said that a long time ago. He goes, Todd wouldn't care if he... He goes, I saw him at the grocery store and the woman let him get on the PA, which is a true story. And I went up and I go, can I... I saw Patton Oswalt at the grocery store. So I know the woman... I know everybody that works there. So I went over to... And I asked her if I could say something and she let me. I go, this was a long time ago. This is a very long time ago. So Patton, his assessment of it was that Todd would just be happy anywhere we had to talk to a PA. It's not necessarily comedy that I
like.
Is
that why you do those ride-alongs?
Oh, talking over the PA.
They're like, do you want to play with the sirens? Not really.
The talking on the PA is always great. At the car wash.
I'm imagining you asking them at the grocery store, can I talk over the PA? And then they're like, yeah, okay, sure.
You know what
And then
is?
You get to it, and you're just like, you hear about this? These self-driving cars?
Yeah, I do a monologue. By the way, I know what not to do. I know you can't curse, you know. Like, you know, but I've had it over the years where I've been like, Well, we found the code. I was at Kmart with a friend of mine, John McFadden. Like, this is when we were like 20 years old and or even younger. I was maybe right. Yeah, it was in my last year of high school. And John McFadden and I were at Kmart, and he saw a girl that he really likes who was trying to hide. So I went over, and I didn't think this was going to go down this way. I picked up the phone, and then somebody answered, like an operator, an in-house operator. She goes, she said something like to the essence of, can I help you? But like an in-store, can I help you? And I went, yeah, what's the PA number back here? And she goes, oh, I think it's 134, whatever she said it was. So I pressed it in, and I got over the PA. Now, look, I'm not saying what I said was so clever, but back then I'm in high school. This is the best I could think of, and here's what I said. Would employee John McFadden, please come to Automotives where you've worked for the last 4 years?
That's great.
Because the girl was in there. Okay. To me, that's like, oh, wow, he's would employee John McFadden. And, you know.
I love that you said no cursing, too. Like,
well,
I
even
can't
on
even
that,
imagine someone cursing over the PA.
I could see somebody like.
I mean, what the fuck even happens in aisle 8?
Attention, aisle 8.
You want to try it?
Sure. Yeah.
Right, here we go.
Like cursing?
No. Do you want to do the pilot for real?
Oh yeah, let's do it.
If you want to just do a silly one, tell me. But don't get me excited.
I'm.
Well, I thought we'd moved on past it. Honestly.
Oh no, you want to move on past it?
I don't. I want to do the pilot.
But for real.
For real.
Okay. Okay. So you want? Let me give you some pilot sounds. Okay. Maybe pretend this plane is big. Can I tell you something? If you're a pilot out there. Wear a fitted suit. Once in a while, I don't want to be just like, you know what? If it was a weight thing, I wouldn't say it. It's not very nice. But you see pilots of all sizes that decide that they're going to wear a suit that fits. And when I see a pilot just comes on with his, you know, his stomach's hanging out, even if his stomach is hanging out, the pants drape the floor. They're like wider suits from like 15 years ago. I'm like, come on, you're flying the plane. But a lot of times you'll see a pilot like, yes, they go. It looks so much better to see someone get on, no matter what their size is, that what they wear fits and they look groomed and, you know.
Like an Anderson Cooper pilot.
No, that was
true about most things that people do.
You're right.
Yeah.
But especially a pilot. They're flying the plane. I'd like to believe that they can wear a fitted suit or a. I guess women pilots wear the same. I guess they wear the same exact thing, right?
Yeah, like if you saw your pilot's apartment. And it was just like a bunch of heaps of newspapers. You'd be like, I don't want to get in this plane.
No.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for flying with Spirit Airlines tonight.
Can I ask you one question? I don't mean to. Why Spirit? Is that your dream job?
Yeah, no, it's my dream airline. I just love it so much. I like having less leg room and paying more.
All right, go ahead.
I don't know. There's something about, because I'm imagining a situation in which I need someone to make me feel better.
Yes. And then, right.
Yeah.
That's the time, by the way. Right. So go ahead. Yeah. I'm not going to make, to George Carlin, I apologize for interrupting. It was not necessary.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for flying with Spirit Airlines tonight. Currently cruising at 35,000 feet. We're going to be reaching your destination, Denver, Colorado, in about 2 hours. Local weather seems clear, so should be no problem. We're going to be... I got a little distracted by all the middle fingers pointed at Todd right now. As you've been listening to this podcast, you might have noticed that Dave talking about getting distracted. Turns out he gets distracted just as easily as Todd. So
you know what? I give you an A+ for that. You're lucky. Maybe they interrupted you at the perfect time, but you were selling it great. You know?
Thank you.
I was thinking about, like what else? That armrest thing, I would absolutely say that if I was a pilot, because that really is a true story. And then you just ease it up for everybody. Some people aren't, even me, are not comfortable initiating it. Like now. I know that that's a thing, but if I'm at the wherever you are, you might have to say it to somebody.
I was looking for some kind of like...
Look, I mean, we all know everybody kind of feels weird on a plane.
Right?
It feels weird up here. You're crammed in with all these people you've never met. And
there's
you've
a chance
met,
of death.
You've never met me all. You don't know anything about me. But here's the deal. I've been flying planes for a really long time. I know what I'm doing. I've been to Denver before. I've been to L.A. before, where you just came from. This is going to be a piece of cake. So just sit back, relax, maybe watch a movie on the thing. I don't remember what it's called, but it's a thing. It's right in front of you. And we'll be in Denver in about 2 hours. All right. Thanks a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, thank you.
Now we can turn it. Now I can tell you a story that. So when No, because they never do it when I expect it, so I would imagine you're not going to do it. But a few times when I've toured with somebody else and they have a private plane, you no one knows you can go up and ask the pilot to talk on the PA. But I do. So we started doing our announcements on one of the flights, like, you know, over the PA. So we would go up front, ask the pilot, he'd give us the you know, the little microphone you press in. And then we would do the most, like... Just like, and when you go back to the area where everyone's hanging out and you just hear it and you don't see the person doing it, it's so funny because it sounds so real. Like, ladies and gentlemen, shit. You know, anything is funny right. when it comes out of the speaker when you're traveling through the air. Like, holy fuck. Oh, hello, folks. We hope you're doing all right back there. And just get, but eventually somebody gets to where you're like, okay. We're going to be plummeting towards the ground, right? Oh, fuck. Where you all get scared. It's too real. You're like, all right, let's not talk about crashing. Can we do that? Can we not talk about
crashing? Speaking of crashing, fuck Pete Holmes.
Yeah. What about Valerie?
Hey. Wow, I love that. Also, you open for people who have private planes. Holy shit.
Hey.
It's amazing.
Like who?
Pete Daniel Holmes. Tosh.
Ooh.
He doesn't own it. They lease.
Whoa, they lease it for him. He doesn't have to do anything.
Have you ever? Daniel, they lease them, but David Spade would fly 90% of the time on a private plane. But I've also within the last year taken a Southwest flight from David from here to Vegas, and it's beautiful.
Sure.
And, friendly to everybody, talks to everybody. It's great.
With David Spade on Southwest?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And sometimes he has a private jet?
Yeah, because just sometimes if it's Vegas or whatever, he goes, it's just because it is so. And then, but 90% of the time, a private. But once in a while, for whatever the reason, we'll
That's
but
cool.
David, Louis C.K., always a private plane. But when I travel, Economy Plus.
When I go on tour, I take a private car that I bought several years ago.
You just...
Dave Ross.
Well, it's a lease.
We're talking about Dave Ross.
Our guest is Dave Ross.
Thank you.
This is the Todd Glass Show, everybody. We're going to take you through the byways and the highways, middle of the night. We're going to get you out of here.
All right, Johnson's coming around second.
Oh, God. Oh, look at his pants fell down. Oh, that's, I love it.
How you're just laughing at me that's with my pants disgusting. Falling down? That's not nice. This is not nice.
I meant her pants came off.
Oh, now I'm a her. Wow.
Hold on. I have, I love this music.
Did you see that video of the high school baseball game where it was the winning team got to go to the state championship, right? So the pitcher was had a batter at the mound, the batter at the plate that was his friend growing up. They were childhood buddies, right? So he strikes him out to win the game, and instead of running to the middle of the field to celebrate with his teams, he ran to the plate to hug his friend.
Oh. Wow, come on. That's great.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Wow. That's crazy. Well, see, that's humanity at its best. That's like Mr. Rogers. People said when you met him, it reminded you of how decent we could be as a species. People can be amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be flying this current flight like I'm running to the pitcher's mound to hug my friend.
I'm going to roll in a video for you.
You guys like Grease? We should watch Grease.
I love it. I love it. Score the hell out of the rest of this show with baseball music. You know what I mean? Sometimes just like a one in the background. Let it fade out. Let it come back in. Because there were a few that I could have done. Let's get rid of them. What is this? Oh, did you play that already? Okay, let me get rid of it.
Baseball music and Skittles.
But I think this affects Sideburns, a song like this. I think, if you know what the words
Portland
are about.
Sideburns?
Yeah. Look at you. You know what I mean? Live in studio.
I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweet. I belong to you. You belong to me. I belong to you. You belong to me. I own you. You own me. We own each other. I own people.
That piano makes every beautiful, makes everything sound.
And I saw you in the window.
It's a pre-recorded.
Wow.
Watch this.
And then I decided to call you mine.
Say anything beautiful, yeah.
The dog was looking in the window.
Just keep doing as many of those as
I have
can.
A doctor's appointment at 3. Leave now so you're not late. Where the fuck are my keys? Stromboli's good at 2, but spaghetti will do.
This is a show, folks.
Last night I bought a shirt that I like, and that's all I wanted to say. I shop at H&M.
I have to take a piss.
Hey!
First I was afraid. I was petrified.
Why? What happened?
Well, I kept thinking, how could I ever live without you by my side?
That is scary.
Well, then what?
Then I spent so many nights feeling lonely by myself.
I'm sorry.
And now.
Now I'm back to get a move. I should've shot that da-da-da-da-da-da, oop-a-ba-da-ba. I should've changed that dirty lock. I should've walked down out the door. Take it over, Dave. I should've had money.
The Todd Glass Show, double chocolatey. That's right, giggle till you shit all over yourselves, America. Giggle till there's shit in your pants on the train, or we won't have it any other way. You know it, you're giggling and shitting, because it's the Todd Glass Show.
Sit down and take a shit and listen to Todd Glass.
Giggle while you shit.
You're going to shit yourself for Todd.
That's our new promos.
Todd likes to shit, and so do you. Todd Glass.
Now wow. Say it with some thunder.
Is that a horse shitting?
That's a horse coming.
Oh, wow. You know, that's what I'm into.
I wanted to ask you a question, John. Do you feel heard? Wow.
Yes, I do.
That's great. I've never seen that with a kazoo. John, did you want to do the pilot?
I'll try it.
You will?
Yeah.
But against your will?
Can I say, all last week I was thinking about how funny that voice was that you did with the wrestler.
Snagglepuss.
So I kept, I tell Todd, I go, man, that was so funny what John was doing. And then I told someone else, I go, that was funny what was John doing. And then just the other day it hit me. Tell John.
Thank you.
I'm going to kill him to bed and take all your sheets.
Guys, I'm blushing. Stop.
That's all right. It's good. You know, compliments are hard to get, but they feel good.
Yeah, they do.
You know what else feels good? It's America.
It's a line drive down right field. Swanson is having a home run.
Having a home run. Having a home run. A tropical home run.
Anthony Bourdain. I watched some stuff they had put together on this one show. You know, look back at his life. And it was interesting when they were talking about when Obama. First of all, you watch the footage of Obama getting there. It makes me cry every time because people look at him like a ray of light. Like, you know, like, oh, there he comes walking through the streets. Just funny every time, you know. Like, I knew when he did Marc Maron, I listened to the show, him interviewed the president. But what I listened to more was the show talking about him leaving and coming. Like, what was it like to have the Secret Service in the street? And Marcos, you put up water out. Of course, they don't drink your water. They have a portable bathroom with them and an RV. You know, they don't. Whoa. He doesn't go into your bathroom. And you're like, oh, of course. You know,
snipers
all that.
Snipers on the roof and the neighbor's roof.
Yeah, they had snipers all over the roof. So some
that
neighbors.
That makes sense, but I never would have thought the bathroom.
Yeah,
thing.
He's
That's
not
going
to go. Obama's not, you know, let's say he has to pee. You think he's going to go in your bathroom?
Well, I would think.
Trump
well,
why would. Why not?
Yeah, what's my bathroom going to do to him?
You wouldn't use your bathroom. He'd piss on the floor.
Trump would.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
Finally
you.
Someone says it. Trump so, would use my bathroom because so he's a real man.
So they said that they were freaking out because of the food that they weren't getting to. You know, and I don't remember the exact verbiage, but I thought they were saying it's something to the gist of that I remember exactly. I just heard it a few days ago. But it was like testing the food, but then me and Eric were saying like, well, how would they test it? I'm sure there's some, maybe a smell, maybe a, there's something they must do, I guess, when they, to look at the food. Because Eric goes, he told me, he goes, they have a guy eat it and wait an hour. I go, no, they don't. That means I sort of believe that's true.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
No, the Secret Service has a guy.
He eats a piece of
He doesn't have to go through the academy or anything.
No, he just he's a food taster.
His version of taking a bullet for the president is eating some mashed potatoes.
Someone knows the answer to that, and I bet you could Google it and find it up. But how many times do we have a computer right in our hands?
When he goes to a different country or something and they prepare luncheon, like Trump in Singapore, they gave him a birthday cake. Who
checked that
who,
cake?
Who make sure there's
somebody
no poison
did.
In there.
Somebody must have done something.
How does Secret Service
tell you what?
That?
It wasn't me.
Yeah, I took care of it. He's fine.
It's good.
You know, this is. I don't know if this is true or not, and I don't really get political in the show. But somebody told me, and you never know what's true and what's false. That's the whole thing. You take it with a, you know. But that the only reason Kim Jong-un. The only reason that he's hanging out with Trump, this is what I heard. It sounds true, though, that it makes his hair look better.
Wait, what does?
Kim
Jong-un just being there?
He likes hanging out with Trump because Trump makes his hair look better.
Wow.
Like, the only way Kim Jong-un's hair will look good is next to Trump's hair. Why am I making... I said don't go after people's physicality, and it didn't even get a laugh.
But
did anybody... I mean, it was worth a fake laugh. Jeez, I'm not... it's not like I demanded it get a standing ovation.
Well, no, you know why you didn't
get a laugh?
I sold
it good.
It was
because...
Real.
Everything with Trump and Kim Jong-un seems real because everything they do is
I could picture him going, I like standing next to him. He makes my hair look good.
You were talking about Obama's not going to use your toilet. Kim Jong-un, when he went to Singapore, brought his own toilet because he doesn't want to give anybody the, what did he say, the opportunity to analyze his, more insight into the supreme leader or something like that. He was afraid that people would analyze his
DNA.
Would like take his poop.
You know what they found out? One of his poops was pure lobster. That's the truth. And we'll be back with the Todd Glass Show.
Because I had a tweet that went nowhere that I said, if you think it's weird that he brought his own toilet to Singapore, when Trump went to Russia, he was the toilet.
Nice. Yeah, I don't like Trump either, man.
You know what? I don't want to get political, but I think Trump, I'm starting to think it at least. He's cuckoo.
Yeah, that guy's a real
jerk. I don't like getting political either.
Can I tell you what I'm thinking about eating? I've been...
Trump's poo?
Trump's poo? Is that...
Here's what I heard. I don't like going after people's physicality. I really don't. But this is what I heard. I don't know if it's true, so let's just put it out there as that. But I do not know if it's true. And if it's not true, doesn't sound true until I look at him on TV, and then I think maybe it is, that his hair is just a half a pound of roast beef. Painted orange. Now, I don't know if it's true. No. I'm being serious. I don't know if it's true or if it's not true.
Oh,
but
come on. Say it looks like a half a pound of salami and some gabagool and some mortadella and, some salumi. Have you ever fried salumi?
Salumi.
What even is salumi?
Salumi
I don't know.
Did
he try to say salami?
Salami.
Salami.
Yeah, but he...
My goddamn wife wouldn't leave them.
Oh, he doesn't like his wife.
What's he saying?
His
goddamn wife.
Wow.
Oh my God!
Because he can't find his.
Should we say something to him?
But before I do that, I'm gonna have a mozzarella, turkey, pastrami, and mozzarella cheese.
But who is he talking to?
Is he not talking to him?
He's not even looking.
Anyway,
he's not on the phone.
He's a Jets fan. That's what's happening.
Listen. Oh, he might be on the phone.
Hello.
All right. So, is everybody happy? Does anybody... But that guy should be in an ad for AT&T where he goes, "We're breaking up, but not with his girlfriend." Things.
We're breaking up.
Yeah, we're breaking up because I can't hear you. That's no reason to break up. Does anybody have any questions? We're going to close. How long have we gone?
Oh boy.
Hour 47.
Oh, beautiful.
Nuts.
You this know, that, might be a
first,
double.
That first hour 24 went by fast, but not that last 23.
How long are your episodes generally?
You know, it depends. I mean, anywhere from 2 to 3 hours, I would think. So sometimes when we do a double, it doesn't really mean it's. I know it could be like, well, that just could be a single split in half, but you still do it. Like now, if I was doing a double, I'd have to really. I know where I'd end the first part, but now we got to really go in big.
You would.
But Aristotle always decides where we split them. I don't put
usually
that pressure on myself. No, not true. One, it was like 30 minutes. It was just a perfect place.
I want to say it was the last time.
Yeah, where we talked about.
You had like a 20-minute opening, and I was like, all right, I've got some room. I've got some room here.
Well, everybody.
Well, thanks for having me on your double. And I say that to everybody.
I want to keep, I want to just take, go in for the close like we've never gone in before. Just so slow with people. Because people are here listening. Hold on. Let me sit back.
Everyone else is comfortable. Like, no one's hot at all. I'm not boiling.
Well, I work out.
I'm not boiling. But is no one, everyone else, is anybody?
I'm a little, yeah, I may be a little hot.
Is any,
yeah.
How about you? Is anybody teeny bit, not horribly, but a teeny bit chilly?
You, but you're sitting right near the air conditioner. I mean, it's nighttime. That thing is cranking. I might just have to put in a bigger unit because that thing's. I mean, I insulated the roof. Why do you have to?
Thank you. No, I thought the same thing.
A serious show.
Because so, you said unit, and that could like
know,
a you know like a
I know,
penis.
Kidding. I like to act like I don't.
Because unit. I don't know. I don't know if you've ever heard that before. But.
Because that springy sound implies a boner.
And then you said unit. Mm. So and that's like a synonym for
and you're
a penis.
Talking about
and
then a you asked, why unit. Would you play that? And then that's why.
Because when you said unit.
I know what you guys want.
Somebody once told me.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong. Whether I find myself in time, I gotta be me. I gotta be me. I gotta be me. Daring to try, do or to die, I'm gonna be me.
Hey!
Go it alone. I'll take it high. Whether I'm in for you or not, I gotta be me.
I gotta be me.
I gotta be me.
Dare to try, do it or die.
That's our show, everybody.
Man.
Dave Ross for the entire double episode, probably.
Thank you so much for having me, man.
You're beautiful.
This show is, I had to hold back the whole show from saying, I am having the greatest time I've ever had.
I'm glad you said it. You know
what? Oh, my God.
Because I'm not, no bullshit, every week I love doing it. And to bring someone in that looks like they're enjoying, like on the sort, in the sort of the, like a little playground, I love it. So thank you for saying it.
I'm a big fan of sound effects.
Me too. Me too.
Mood and light. I'm just over the moon. Thank you.
God bless Dave Ross.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
What a nice guy. He's real by us. And he's now. And he runs on the podcast today. He was fun.
attractive.
That's a wrap, you fucks.
Thanks.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.